I'm Molly Wood, in for Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. Ready to build yourself a bunker? Daniela Hernandez has been writing about artificial intelligence and attempts to ban killer robots for Fusion. She's here today. Hey, Daniela, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the status now of potentially banning lethal autonomous weapons?
So there's a bunch of initiatives. This one that was just signed last week is just one among many. So the UN has been talking about this for some time. The Human Rights Watch actually had a paper about 3 years ago in 2012, also calling for the ban on autonomous weapons. So there's a bunch of initiatives going around because people are really worried that our AI is just not good enough yet.
And my understanding is that the AI is partially not ready, but also in some ways maybe moving faster than we expected, which is why people like Elon Musk and Stephen Hawking have become so concerned. But what is the status right now of artificial intelligence?
That's a good point. One of the things that worries people is that because these systems are so complex, scientists know that they work because they can recognize images, they can recognize our voice, but the exact way that they do that is still kind of unknown. And so it's that lack of information that sometimes is worrisome because what if they do something that's unexpected? Like you may code them to do one thing, but they end up doing something else. For example, not too long ago, about a month ago, there was this controversy on the internet where Google Photos misidentified photos of African-Americans for gorillas. I mean, nobody died, but it's still pretty awful, right? And so you can imagine a situation where there are these autonomous weapons that are supposed to target one thing, but for one reason or another, they miss their mark and they end up hitting civilians or people who are just innocent bystanders. And that's a real problem.
Because when it comes to machines that can kill you, the last thing you want is uncertainty.
Right. Exactly.
So, but is it even possible to regulate this at this point? Aren't countries going to do what they're going to do?
Right. And so the UK, for example, is opposing this. So if you don't have a 100% buy-in, then, you know, it doesn't behoove anybody to say like, yes, I'm not going to develop these weapons because other people are, and then you're at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And then there's the issue of governance, right? So, like, what do you do if a machine kills somebody else? Like, who is responsible for that? And right now, the law just doesn't have very much to say about that.
So, sounds like you're saying they're going to happen. There's not much we can do about it, and it's going to be horrible.
No. But
that's what Elon Musk is saying.
That is what Elon Musk and other people are saying, yes. I think it's going to be a longer time frame. And I hope that people regulate them.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. Daniela Hernandez is a writer at Fusion. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks.